Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Knives Out is an entertaining movie with not only a double twist ending, but a triple twist ending. Just when you think you've figured out this whodunit, the plot takes a sharp turn. Knives Out is an enigma within an enigma. It's no wonder that the Knives Out screenplay, written by the movie's director, Rian Johnson, received an Oscar nomination for Best Original Screenplay. Knives Out is a satisfying movie-going experience. Knives Out is bolstered by a terrific ensemble cast led by Daniel Craig, who plays Benoit Blanc, a private investigator, hired by an unknown person to investigate the apparent suicide of Harlan Thrombey, a renowned mystery novelist played by Christopher Plummer. Thrombey's 85th birthday is the occasion for a family gathering in his New England mansion. At stake is the outcome of Thrombey's last will and testament, and who will become heirs to his fortune. The family is vying for Thrombey's favor and jockeying for position at the table. As the title implies, they have their knives out. The cast of suspects, or family members, is played by Jamie Lee Curtis, Don Johnson, Michael Shannon, Ricky Lindholm, Tony Collette, Chris Evans, Catherine Langford, Jadine Martell, and Kay Callan. There's also Anna de Armas, memorable as Thrombey's primary caregiver. Daniel Craig, as the private eye, builds his case slowly, interviewing each family member. Knives Out ends spectacularly with a conclusion that should please fans of Agatha Christie and Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and of the movies based on their novels. Benoit Blanc, as played by Daniel Craig, may not quite be a Sherlock Holmes, but he comes close to being the modern-day equivalent. It's a nifty role for Daniel Craig, who is down-home country in tweedy attire with a Kentucky fried southern accent and impish charm. It's a far cry from Daniel Craig's smooth roles as master British spy James Bond in Casino Royale, Quantum of Solace, Skyfall, Spectre, and No Time to Die, set for 2020 release and believed to be Daniel Craig's last role as James Bond. Rian Johnson, who directed Star Wars Episode VIII, The Last Jedi, and also Looper and Brick, has fashioned a mystery thriller. Knives Out should be enjoyed by fans of Agatha Christie, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, and mystery whodunits. I defy you to figure out the surprise ending. You may have to see the movie twice to figure it out. Knives Out is MPAA rated PG-13 for thematic elements, including brief violence, some strong language, sexual references, and drug material. Opening February 7. Birds of Prey. Kathy Yan directs Margot Robbie, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, Jumaine Smollett-Bell, and Ewan McGregor in the action fantasy. Harley Quinn has split from Joker. She joins with Black Canary, Huntress, and Renee Montoya to fight a criminal. The Lodge, Severin Fiala, and Veronica France direct Riley Keough, Richard Armitage, Alicia Silverstone, and Jadine Martell in the horror thriller. A stepmother is snowed in with her fiancé's two children in a remote cabin. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.